الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in the series that we are doing, in the third stage of third step to take with respect to creating a vision for yourself is what we call the strategic plan. Now, the strategic plan, of course, when we are looking at business organizations and so on, we have a certain way of doing it. But in this context, what I think is appropriate is to look at two very important things with regard to strategic planning. Because strategy overall, we differentiate between strategy and tactics, two separate things. Strategy is the overall long-term view of the things, and tactics is what you need to do to get there. So, in terms of strategy, two very critical things to look at. One is what changes in attitude are required in order to succeed. Changes in attitude. And the second one is what changes in behavior are required. So, look at these two separate things. What is the change in attitude which is required, and what is the change in behavior which is required? If you take the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the famous hadith of Rasulullah, where he said that your iman will not be complete. You will not have iman until you make your desires subservient to the religion which I have brought. Now, that is a statement of attitude change. What Nabi is saying that you have to change your attitude from, I want to do whatever I want to do, as long as it is not troubling anybody else, why does anybody care? If I want to see something which is haram, it is up to me. I'm not bothering anybody else. So why should I not see it? If I want to listen to something which is haram, it is up to me. I'm not bothering anybody else. If I want to eat something or drink something which is haram, or smoke something which is haram, I'm not bothering anybody else. I'm doing it. Somebody can make this argument to say that I'm not bothering anyone else. Why should anyone object? But in Islam, yes, there is an objection. There is a very serious objection to doing something which Allah has prohibited. Now, if you look at it, the prohibition is for our benefit. The thing does not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do something haram, you are not causing any harm to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was Samad, He has no need for anything. He has no need for either our itaat or our masiyat and our disobedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not affected one way or the other. So it's the laws are for our own benefit. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your iman cannot be complete, you cannot have iman until you make your desires subservient to the religion which I have brought. This is a statement of attitude. He's saying that you have to change your attitude. Because your attitude today is that I must have what I want. From the religion, that which suits me, that which happens to be convenient, I will do it. If it is not convenient, then the religion must change for me. Or I will ignore that piece of religion. So I will obey some things and I will not obey some things. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالْبَعْدِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. He said, are you among those? Will you be those who take something from the book and you leave the rest? So you accept something which suits you and you don't accept something which does not suit you. Is this what religion is? You won't eat pork because in any case you find it disgusting. Culturally it is not acceptable. But alcohol, no, that's okay. What about gambling? Yeah, that's okay. That's even more okay. Because gambling is also, social status. I'm a member of this club, that club. So that is okay. But pork, chi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not differentiate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made he made pork and he made alcohol and he made gambling. All of them, Allah made them haram. Allah did not say this is more haram, that is less haram. So how come you take one, you don't take one? Because it's an issue of attitude. The issue of attitude is that end of the day, that's why I always say selective obedience is disobedience. So, we have to change our attitude, number one thing. Number two is, because of the attitude change, therefore, what of my habits must change? So you might say, well, I am now changing my attitude and bringing it in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my habit of sleeping late has to change. I can't sleep late because I have to pray Fajr. Inshallah, if Allah gives tawfiq, I have to pray Tahajjud before that. And so on and so forth. So therefore, my habits have to change. So here is the attitude change. Here is the habit change. My attitude, I am bringing my attitude obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my dressing must change. Maybe I wear the kinds of clothes today that are not permissible in Islam, where my body is showing or the shape of my body is showing. And this is, incidentally, this is equal. The issue of body showing and shape of body showing is not only for women. Please understand, it's also for men. So walking around with a t-shirt that looks like it's painted on your body because you went to the gym and you developed your muscles. It's fine, go to the gym, develop your muscles. You don't have to show the world what it is. Do it for yourself, alhamdulillah. But then walking around with tight t-shirts and so on and tight jeans, no, sorry, not acceptable. Whether you are a man or a woman makes no difference. It's equally haram. Equally haram. So you say, no, I bring my attitude in line with my with the religion, subservient to the deen, therefore my dressing must change. Therefore the way I talk to people has to change. Maybe I used to yell and scream and so on. Now I can't do that anymore because attitude I'm changing my attitude, so my habit must change. So change of attitude and change of habits. Or change of behavior or habits as you want. So I think these are the two critical things that we have to keep in mind with regard to our long-term strategy. Final example of this is, take the month of Ramadan for example. Ramadan is a clear case of a combination of these two things, attitude change and behavior change. The attitude change in Ramadan is that I will fast, so I will obey Allah. This is the attitude change. And immediate behavior changes, you start fasting. And you keep yourself away from the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to keep away from during the fast, even though otherwise they are halal. And the message is what? That during the fast, you are keeping yourself away even from halal because of the order of Allah. So what about that which Allah has made haram anyway? So even more emphasis on keeping away from that because that is haram in any case. So if you're keeping away from the halal because of Allah's order, how about that which Allah has ordered and made haram? So attitude change and behavior change. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be obedient to Him and to learn from that and to benefit from that, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.